We are continuing our previous shiur. In the previous shiur, we were discussing the Mishnah and Gemara of a person who is Mekadesh Isha Bechelko. And now we are going to continue. We saw in a flow Smitaras Hashem about the Dinei Kiddushin, whether the object that a man is Mekadesh the woman with, if it is something he could sell or something he has no right to sell. And you could listen to that shiur. Now we're going to continue. Again, this is based on the Torah of Moreno Hagon, Rav Nosson Shtetner Zatzal. With regard to the bailus of a Kohen Admanis Kahuna that he received, we can explain the Gemara in Kiddushin 53a regarding Alechem Aponim. It says there, V'atanya tznuim moshchem v'sidem v'agargaranim chotfim. Ma'isi v'echad shechotav chelko v'chelek fer v'yakor nosa ben chamsen adyom mosa. So the modest people would not grab the lechem upon him, and the gluttonous people would snatch it away as much as they could. There was a certain person who snatched his chelik and his friend's chelik, and they called him Ben Chamsen until the day of his death. Rashi says that Snui Moshe Misyadeim Gabi lechem upon him Tanya Arbaim Shana Shima Shimon Atzadik Nish Dalcha Bracha Belechem upon him Wakwana Magio Kazaitse Shocha Bekusavev Yeshochel Mosir Kanvelch Nish Dalcha Mer Belechem upon him Chokwana Magio Kapul Atsnui Moshe Midem Imenu Shlomahani Lumidu Bagaranim Cholkim. So as she says, we're talking about the lechem aponim that they had there from week to week, and it says that the 40 years that in the Beit Hamikdash, the 40 years that Shimon HaTzadik was serving as Kohen Gadol, there was a bracha on the lechem aponim, and every Kohen who got a kezias, he was some ate it and satisfied, and some ate it, and they even left a little bit over. It was mamish like a miracle. And from here on in, there was a curse on the lechem aponim, and every Kohen who got a kapul, we got a little bit. So the tznuim just were moshech yideim. They said, "I'm not going to take because it doesn't help. It's not satisfying at all." And the gargaranim, it's not even a shear. It's a little tiny bit. And the gargaranim, the gluttonous people, would snatch it. Rashi Yuma 39a v'kol koin magio kapul, right? She'eno kizayis shachashreina maspiu atznuim moshech misyideim. It's not even a kizayis, and they saw that it's not satisfying. So what's the point in eating it? It has no halachic value. Tosis Yishanim, they're right. Shemagio kepul atznoi moshim yideim. Amar Rebbe da dafka miyu kepul. But kezayis loy moshim yideim ki dimu lekayim mitzachil. If it was a kezayis, they would have eaten it, says the Tosis Yishanim. But had they not, but since they didn't get a kezayis, they said, what's the point in eating it? Avakan loy mitzachil lagam, it's not mitzachila. Kem tishamel kepul, v'lo yusvem. There was no kepul. If there was a pul, if there was a kezayis mele, if there was saveya, also there's halachic value. But there's no halachic value if you're not saveya, and it's only a tiny little bitty. So if you're going to say, when they get up Kapul and they're Saveya, like we say at the beginning of Psachim 3b, how are they Makayim the Mitzvah Achila? We can say they know because Ice the Gamre, because Ice is better. So it's mashma that if they were severe, if they were satisfied, there's a mitzvah of achilah, so even if you're not a kezayis, so either a kezayis or being satiated. So it's mashma the Tais HaRosh, Lamatesa Manal, for right, kezayis lo yimoshim misyidem. If they would get a kezayis, they wouldn't draw away their hands. Kei yirotzim l'kayim mitzvah achilas kachim. They wanted to be l'kayim mitzvah achilas kachim, kezav ochlo osam, aval kepul lo yim mitzvah achilah klal, kevin shembo kezayis, vegam lo yisvim. There's no kezayis, they weren't severe. Mashma, if they were severe, it would be b'seder gamor. So in the tshuvis of the great Chasim Sofer and Arachaim and Simon Memtes, he learns in the Tosis Yishanim that any achila that a person's saveya, that a person's satiated from that achila, because it's misbarach b'meya, a person has a bracha, that it spreads around in his stomach, that it's blessed in his stomach, he's yotze yidei choyvaso kamo b'kezayis. He's yotze as if he'd eaten a kezayis. And even if we say that all mitzvah says achila, maybe you need a kezayis, nevertheless, when it comes to Shir Berachas HaMazon and HaTorah, korov levada, that if you're a saveya, if you're saveya, even pachos mekizayis, it's enough, because the Torah says v'savata. It says v'chalta v'savata. The ikar is you're eating in order to be saveya, says the Chasam Sofer. So memela, if you eat even a little bit, but it's misbarich b'meyav, or there's another possibility. Old people sometimes don't, you know, they don't really need to eat very much. So therefore, if you guys an old man, and I remember once I was at a bar mitzvah, like, 20 plus years ago. And I was sitting with this man, I think he was in his 90s, and he ate a little cracker with a little piece of herring. He said, this is enough for me, this fills me up. a little cracker with a little piece of herring. So if the person is in that matziv, so he can even bench on that, because if it's masbiyahim. If it's bread here, it's pasav babakissin in this particular example. Kain zekasav is safer panami yofei sa'ala Torah. And that it says, v'chatem lachmachem lasov v'shochol kim v'zbarach b'meh, if a person eats a little bit and it's blessed in his stomach, v'kain chiyuv brachu midoiraisa, you're going to eat your bread and be satisfied. It's doiraisa to bench, even if you eat only a little bit. So too in the tshuva said, v'panami irois, in the chelek beis, simen chof zayin, that if a person eats kedei sviya, more than a shir kezais, betoch kedei achilas pras, a person has to bench, since he ate kedei sviya. And even though achila, when you have a mitzvah of achila, it's only kezayis b'chle achilas pras, but to bench, it's taloyin v'savata. Even if there's no kedayis b'chle achilas pras, as long as you're satiated. So we have a siyata for this from the Tais HaRosh and the Tais Yishanim that we saw in the Chedushim of the Chasim Sofer in Chul in 133a. He asked him what Tais Yishanim writes in Yuma, that if they would get a kezayis, lo yomoshchem yedeyem, because there's a mitzvah achila. Because in Chulin it's mashim of filu mikom mitzvah moshchem yedeyem. What about the Gemara in Chulin 133a? That it's mashma that the tsnuim would be moshech yedeyem even b'makom mitzvah. Whereas Tos Yishanim writes that if there was a kezayis, they wouldn't have been moshech yedeyem. But that's against the Gemara in Chulin. However, it would appear that Zakhtar of Nassan Zetzal and Chulin were talking about Manis Kahuna Shel Zorah L'Chayayim V'Keva, that in these cases there's no mitzvah the Bachi Lassan, because the Rambam writes in the ninth parak of Bikur Min Halacha Chaf that you're allowed to give it to a goy, you're allowed to give it to even dogs, so there's no mitzvah of Achila by Manis Kahuna by the Zorah L'Chayayim and Keva that they received, the foreleg, the cheekbone, the cheek and the stomach. So originally Abaye said, I used to snatch the matanos because I said I'm a chabev the mitzvah, because he's misayel the Yisrael, the kayim mitzvah nesinus manas kahuna. It's not because there's a mitzvah of eating, it's a mitzvah of the giving of the manas kahuna. That's a mitzvah. Like the Ran writes in Kiddushin, that even Kiddusha Isha, we say mitzvah by Yosem Rebishlucha, because she's makayim a mitzvah and she helps her husband makayim a mitzvah for Rivia. So Einachinami, the mashmos of the Gemara is that you shouldn't, even if you're going to get a shear, you should be Moshe Ches Yadecha, you shouldn't try to snatch it. And the reason Abaye was so enthusiastic was because there we're talking about Manas Kahuna, where the Etzem Achila is not considered a mitzvah. But even though the Etzem Achila is not considered a mitzvah, but nevertheless, the giving of the Matnas Kahuna, that is considered a mitzvah. It says there in the Gemara, Amr Abaye, Mireisha v'chatifna matanta, the usual I used to snatch the matanas, Abaye was a coin. V'mine chibu v'chom mechabibna al mitzvah, kem et shemayin alei v'nosan, v'lo d'shiyito me'atzim v'chtav v'chatifna. Afterwards it says, v'nosan l'koin, he gives it, I didn't snatch them anymore. And then the Gemara continues, and says, but still, me'mar amru havu li, I would say to give me, I thought there was a chibu of mitzvah. Came the Shemana lo desani after I heard the pasuk by Bnei Shmuel who were levim vayat veyitu veyitu acharei abetza Rabbi Meir Oimer Bnei Shmuel chelkam shalu b'fiim they were tovei their chelak from the Meiser Rishon meimor nami havam lo amina. So that's when it's vayatu acharei abetza, they went for betza, they wanted their chelak in the matnas levia, so that wasn't good. Meimor nami lo amina, I wasn't even tovei. And if they would give me, I would take it. And then I heard the brisa that says, "It's nuim moshchem yedeim agronim ochlim." I didn't even take it. So you see that even though the chora there was a shear, he still didn't want to take it. Why? Because we're talking about manis kahuna. We're talking about manis kahuna. By manis kahuna, since there's no mitzvah achila, so Abai felt that there's no reason to take it. If there was a mitzvah achila with a kezayis, then of course you want to take it. But here there's no mitzvah of achila. And why did Abai originally want to take it? Because he helps the Jew be mekayim his mitzvahs nesina. And if so, if there are other Kohanim, the Kohanim snore, Moshe Mesiyadayim, they wouldn't want to take the food, let the other Kohanim have it. But if there was no one else to take, they would take it. But in general, the idea is that that if there's a mitzvah, then of course you want to have a kezayis. But if there's no mitzvah, then let somebody else have it. So in that it says in Kiddushin, Maise be'echad shetochav chelko v'chelik chaver v'konosav ben chamsin. Rashi says, chamsin is lashon chamsin. So why is he called a chamsin? Lechem apanim is mamon gavoa, and the coin was never konet. And if so, why is he called a chamsin? In the Gemara there, it says later on, what's the chamas? He's a chamas. He's stealing. What's the stealing? It's not mamon. It's mamon gavoa. Rabbi Omar Mehachat says there in the Gemara, lemdu etev dirshu mishpat ashu chamotz. Rashi explains, "Chziku yad a nigzal at silum yad oshko." So why is the coin called an oshuk and a nigzal? They weren't taking away mammon that was his. Why is he called that? He's being oppressed. He's being stolen from. It wasn't his money. So l'chora we can say, like the Gemara in Bava Kama, 91b. There was a certain person who shechted, and then his friend was mechasen. Rabbi Gamliel said, "You have to pay him 10 zehuvim." So you see, his chus mitzvah is his chus mammon. So when he took the lechem upon him from his friend, and he was mevatel his friend from the kind of mitzvah chilas lechem upon him, so it turns out that he was maziklo asar zehuvim. You have to pay a fine of 10 gold pieces, and therefore he's called a chamsin. Maybe that's shot in the Gemara, but it's still shver, because here we're talking about where he was. Chotef from a gargaron. And therefore, it's muchach shelo igia ela kapul, shupachas mikizayis. Right? Because what did the gargaronim take? The gargaronim took a pool. They only took a little bit. And if you're snatching it from this fella who only took a pool, then what's the point? There's no mitzvah achila. Like Rashi there says, it's not going to help because it's not a shear. So if there's not a shear, then you're only taking a pool. So what's the point? There's no kiyum mitzvah achila. The gargaron's not makai mitzvah achila. So why is he a chamsin? He didn't steal the mitzvah from him. So the chor, it's muchach, that it's even a mitzvah of achilas achilas chatzi kizayis, midin chatzi shir, like the Shari Tshuva brings, and our chayim tofayin vov, tofayin esi vov, and there in tof pei bei, sheish poskim, sheish mitzvah achilas gam chatzi kizayis, midin chatzi shir. That's the famous question. Is there a din of chatzi shir? Is it safer of Ravadi, Chazon Ovadi, on Lela Seder? So he's got a long seminar on eating a chatzi shir mitzvah with loads and loads of makaris. So you can look there. But the point is, from here you would see that he's called a chamsin because he stole even less than a shear. He snatched away less than a shear, even though it's not the mammon of the kohen he took it from, because it's mammon gavoa. These manas kuna. Nevertheless, lechem apanim. Nevertheless, it's still he's called a chamsin because even eating a chatzi shear is a mitzvah, and therefore he would have owed him a zar zehuvim. So it wasn't a good thing. And even according to those poskim who hold, there's no mitzvah of achilas chatzi shear. Ayem b'shvus yankiv in chelik beis and simen yudches. That's only matzah. There, the shame mitzvah is achilas matzah, and if he doesn't eat a kezayis, he's not makayim any mitzvah. But achilas kochim, it says in the Tshuvas Chasim Sofer that even though there's no mitzvah by achilas pachos mikezayis, but there's a mitzvah to be makabel manas kahuna, even if there's pachos mikezayis, and therefore even though he took pachos mikezayis, so he was mevatel from his friend this mitzvah of being makabel matnas kahuna. And therefore, he's called a chamsin. Why? He was already makabel manas kahuna. He took it, he received it, and now his friend goes and eats it. So I don't really understand that. Vod nira loymar, another teretz, that the Rush writes in his parish to Nadarim that achilas kachim is a mitzvah, as it says, v'achlo asa mesher kupar behem, vod shalo yavo lidei noiser. And so we see, this is a big yisod, that achilas kachim, there are really two mitzvahs. One is mitzvah achila, mitzvah v'achlo asam, and the other is that you're saving them from nosar. So that achilas kachim is a mitzvah because you have to eat the kachim and not to allow them to come to nosar. And the Rambam writes famously in Perek Yud Milchus Korban Pesach Lachir Aleph that a person has to be mishtadel, to do his best not to leave b'sar Pesach ad haboker. It says Lo Sasir Min ad haboker. When asked, what's the ishtadel? It's a pashat, it's asur. Rambam, you don't write ishtadel when it's asur. There's a kasha in the Rambam, a lot of number of terutzim. So, but the kids are the two mitzvahs. One is the eating, and one is the not shouldn't be nicer. So mitzvah, the mitzvah of eating, so you have to eat a kezayis. Mitzvah, the mitzvah of not leaving nicer, even less than a kezayis is a mitzvah. Lechem apanim is also nifso when it's not eaten bismano, like we see in Rabbeinu Yonah and Avos Perek Hei. Since it's nifso belina, so then there's a mitzvah locho that it shouldn't come Two, no sir. Aye, why in the Gemara there didn't they make him pay the aser zehuvim? So it could be there's only going to be a payment when there's it's a mitzvah gemura. But he still wasn't a beseder guy because he snatched away his chatzishir mitzvah. And maybe there's only going to be a mitzvah gemura. You're only going to pay the aser zehuvim. There's a mitzvah gemura, like the example of the Gemara of kisui dam. Ve'ariga shor omid la'ariga. So a guy was called up to read the Torah, and somebody came and chapped it and read before him. Rabbeinu Tam says he should give him a tarnagolas to shecht because he made him lose out on those two mitzvahs. So if we see al kol panim that when he snatched the lechem apanim from the gagor and chavero, he could have paid him by giving him bepam acheres, milechem upon him, right? Like here we have that case where he entices that he snatched away the mitzvah of kriyas haTorah, and he said, "All right, give him another mitzvah to replace that one." So you can just—they didn't make him pay the aser zuvim because he could have replaced it by letting him do a different mitzvah. And maybe that's the chiddush in the Gemara. They called it ben chamtzin ad yom moso. Why? To teach people, it's not a good thing to do, even though maybe he paid him back another time. He gave him the lechem upon him, but it has to teach people that you're not supposed to snatch mitzvahs from your friend. And that's why they call him a chamsin. Chamsin is somebody who pays. He takes it forcibly, but he pays. So where is the payment? Maybe he paid him back. The guy he snatched it from, he gave him a mitzvah to do, and therefore he's called ben chamsin because it's like he paid for what he snatched. Taisin kedushin di bramaskul mai cholkim right shekula hay chamsin tvei meacherim lefi shechotav chelak agagor and kamoso, aval acherim lo yichot fina lemechelak atznuin kamosh moshim yedayim. So this particular guy snatched from the gagor, and otherwise other people would only snatch from the tznuin when they would be moshechas yedayim. In other words, the tznur mochel their chelak. So if somebody snatches, he's not called a chamsin. When are you called a chamsin? When are you called a snatcher? You're called a snatcher when you snatch from somebody who doesn't want you to snatch from the gagarunim. But when you snatch from somebody who is agreeable, like the tsnuim, then you're not called a chamsin. Okay, terrific. Baruch Hashem, we were zochet to learn some very important yanim about eating a chatzishir mitzvah and birkas hamazon on being saveh, even though you don't need a shir. And we should see continued niflos mitoras. Hashem is barach. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.